It's amazing how quick the summer's come around this year. Core Weekend starts on the 1st of July, and that starts with a cocktail party and a beating of the retreat, and that happens on the evening on the 1st. Although it's VIP only, the field's still open, so people can come down and see the bands and the displays and see it all happening. And it's a really, really enjoyable traditional military event.
And then the Saturday is the main day of the weekend, a fantastic open day, which the public can come to as well. So tell us what can be seen.
The Royal Logistic Corps open day has been happening for a real long time now. It happens on Dettingen Fields in Deep Cut. The route into it is marked clearly. We've been having a real massive advertising campaign trying to get it out there. You know, we'd love everybody to come along. It consists of lots and lots of things. We have military displays, we have civilian food stands, and, you know, vendors come along, and we have a lot of events go on in the arena.
And it is a great day, isn't it, for the public to come along and actually meet the guys from the RLC, have a chat about your various different jobs.
Yeah, I mean, our corps is so diverse and we do so much stuff within the armed forces. And it just gives people that little bit of flavour of what we do and how we support the army itself.
And you mentioned about lots being in the arena. What sort of type of events can we look forward to this year?
Well, as normal, we have our Silver Stars, and they're our very own free fall parachute display team. They're going to open the arena events. That's going to happen at 1400, and then we try and pack the arena with lots of different things. We have our equestrian displays in there. The Commando Logistic Regiment are going to come up. They're going to do a firepower demonstration. We have our enduro team come up and do displays, and mass pipes and drums throughout the corps. Just a great, great family day out, if I'm honest, Richard.
Absolutely, sounds superb once again. And also on the day, you have a very special award ceremony taking place, the RLC Sports Award.
Yeah, originally the core day, the Saturday, was primarily for our sports awards. And what this was all about is getting all our great people, you know, our boys and girls throughout the corps, officers and soldiers together, and we celebrate our sporting achievements, because it's a corps with something we do very, very well. And we always invite a key personality. This year it's Maggie Alfonsi. She's an international rugby player, also known as Maggie the Machine Alfonsi. So she's going to come along and she's going to present the prizes to all our young and, you know, our sports personalities throughout the corps.
Sounds like the corps open day once again is going to be a fantastic day. Now, is there a charge for anyone to come to it?
Not at all. They say, you know, the best things in life are free. So as such, when it comes to the corps weekend, it's free parking, it's free admission to everybody. Just come along, just bring some money along, you're just going to have an ice cream and enjoy the day.
Sounds like it's going to be brilliant once again. And then the corps weekend rounds off on the Sunday morning.
Corps Sunday is all about our veterans, and what we do is we all come together in Princess Royal Barracks, where all our veterans from the, you know, past, we do a march past, and then we go to St Barbara's Church and have a church service in there, just to remember what it's all about, really.
So it's going to be a brilliant cool weekend for you, Andy, and it's going to be a last one of organising the RLC Open Day, and also this is the last update as well on BFBS.
Yeah, this is my final cool weekend, which again, it's going to be a happy and a quite a sad time, really, if I'm honest. However, that said, it is my last. But I'm handing over the reins to somebody who's very capable, somebody I've known for a very, very long time. That's W1 Sean Owen. He's coming in to replace me as the Corps Sergeant Major, and he will then start to give us all the Corps, the updates in the Army.